The Schlereth and Evans podcast is sponsored by Xfinity. Xfinity is the best way to stream your favorite live sports on the next generation Xfinity 10G network.
It's Schlereth and Evans on Denver's sports station, 104.3 The Fan.
So, having a little fun with our great listeners on the text line who... Whenever we throw down any kind of a challenge or homework assignment,
down the gauntlet, they
respond.
Yeah,
they respond. So the question we had for you was with Sean Payton and George Payton both speaking later today. We'll have coverage here on The Fan. I think they're speaking around 12:30, I believe. So pre-draft press conference, which I've been to a bunch of them, and I've watched all of them over the years and listened to all of them. They're a giant, colossal waste of time.
It's nothing but lying, right?
They're lying. And it's going to be a lot of, well, we could trade up.
Yeah.
We could trade back.
Right.
Or we could stay right where we are.
Yeah, no, it's like the hokey pokey. You do the hokey pokey, right? You put your right foot in. Yeah, we're going to take one. Oh, you take your right foot out. Wait, maybe we're going to move back. You put your, and you shake it all about. You do that. Yeah, you're not going to get any legitimate information.
I thought I was the one who was going to be punchy this morning.
You're going to be hokey pokey. I was up to like 9:30 last night.
Yeah. That is late. So some of the questions that are coming in from you, although I do like this question. This one actually is legit. Eddie in Castle Rock. Sean, thanks for taking my question. If you say that isn't your hump, what kind of hump is your hump?
It wasn't our hump.
It's a great question.
Yeah.
When does it now
become your hump?
Become your hump. Starting this season, right. Are they all your humps?
Well, I mean, you haven't beaten the Raiders, so that becomes your hump.
Yep.
Although you can defer to Russell. We would have beaten the Raiders if it wasn't for, you know, Russell's like the villain in Scooby-Doo. If it wasn't for this meddling quarterback. It feels good to put all the blame on Russell.
Is that what we're doing right now?
I don't know. Does that make me weak? Does it make me, you know, a bully or, you know, I mean, whatever the term is nowadays. It feels good to have a scapegoat. It feels
scorned.
Good to... Yeah, I am scorned, and it feels good to push it all his way.
All right, so if you're how long does the odor of Russ then linger for you? Like, are you willing to blame a lot of what is about to happen this year on Russ?
Oh, am I willing to blame what's no?
So are we starting with as much as you've enjoyed throwing Russ under the bus? He's gone now.
Yeah.
So, no more.
I can't throw him under the bus no more?
I mean, you can throw him under the bus, but as far as
what happened in those 2 years.
Right, so as far as what happens this year, you're not going to scapegoat Russ.
Absolutely not.
Okay,
I understand it wasn't Russ's fault that their roster was overrated and weak. I mean, you and I never overrated it. You and I told the truth from day one. About the average, just the overall average. Like, you and I were pounding the table about what a stupid decision it was to not only take Jerry Jeudy, but also KJ Hamler in one draft, where everybody else in the nation. I mean, how many times did you hear ESPN, whether it was Dan Orlovsky or, you know, or you name the analyst, talk about how good our receiving core was? And meanwhile, you and I are here going, you guys obviously don't watch Broncos football. These guys aren't good.
Sean, when you fall in love with a quarterback, do you feel a little tingly all over? Because it's obvious Russ made you cringe all over.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Just the overall, like, hair standing up on the back of your neck anger is how Sean... watched the offense last year.
Just fuming.
Would you love to hear his inner dialogue while he was watching?
Oh.
Could you imagine what the inner dialogue sounds like?
On the wall inside his brain.
This piece of...
Oh, jeez.
Right?
Well, yeah, probably.
Right? Oh, there's the seam wide open! No, no, but pull it and take a sack, you little...
Maybe ask him about Tom Brady?
Sean?
It's, no real secret that you and Tom Brady were set to work together in Miami a couple of years ago before the Brian Flores lawsuit blew that all up.
Right.
What about the possibility of bringing Tom to Denver now that Tom has left the door open to coming back to the NFL?
That's just that good.
Speaking of tingling.
I got warm. Yeah, I got tingly.
You got tingly, you got warm, tingly. You got...
Hey, are you suffering from low testosterone? Let me tell you.
Wow.
ED a problem? ED? I've got your cure.
TB12. Tom Brady is your Bronco quarterback. Done. Your significant other will thank you and will thank Tom Brady. So that'll be fun to watch. We'll hear what the questions are. But, yeah, every team does it. I give credit. Every team gets up there, puts their coach, puts their general manager out there for a pre-draft press conference that accomplishes absolutely nothing.
Johnny, you know
You'll
what we
get
need?
Nothing out of it.
You know what we need? And I tell you this, Johnny, because, you know, I know you'll get it done. We need just all the potential, like every soundbite, the lies that are being, like, and we just need to break it down lie for lie tomorrow. Like what they said and what it actually means.
Just how many answers we can flat out identify as a lie.
Yeah. And how many, and the inside, like the code, what they're really trying to say or what they're trying to avoid saying.
Yeah.
It'll be fun. This is going to be fun.
Coming up next, Dion denies the list.
Mm-hmm.
And Zach Bye is going to join us.
Ooh.
Because...
you guys got beef, too, don't
well,
you?
Well, as really. Much as I am a Deion Sanders fan, let's just say that when it comes to Zach Bye...
You don't believe.
I'm gonna,
you don't believe.
Me and my first question is going to be to Zach.
Do you believe?
Why do you hate Deion Sanders?
Okay.
My first question.
He'll join us next.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, excursions, and more in one place. There are over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from, so you can find something for everyone. And Viator offers free cancellation and 24/7 customer support for worry-free travel. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
Support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient. Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. They focus on exceeding your expectations and simplifying your life. Corient has been helping high achievers just like you enjoy their lives more fully, preserve their wealth, and provide for the people, causes, and communities they care about. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has deeply experienced teams in 23 strategic locations. Corient has extensive knowledge spanning the full spectrum of planning, investing, lending, and money management disciplines. Leverage Corient's exclusive network of experts to craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex they may be. Real wealth requires real solutions. For more information, connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com. Corient.com.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Sick of being upsold at gyms?
My guy, you're currently a base member. For $90 more, I can upgrade you to our Shred membership. For $130 more, you'll be a swole member. And for just $300 more, you'll reach Sweat Platinum.
At Planet Fitness, you'll get energy without the upsell. Never pushy, always free fitness training and equipment for every workout. It's fitness that fits your budget. Join Planet Fitness for just $1 down and $10 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, May 10th. See Home Club for details.
With an advanced network, cybersecurity solutions, and trusted partnership, Comcast Business powers more businesses than anyone. Comcast Business, powering possibilities.
Get started with internet and security for your small business for $49.99 a month for 12 months with a 2-year contract. Plus, ask how to get up to an $800 prepaid card with qualifying internet. Call today. Ends 5/5/24. Restrictions apply. New customers only with 50 megabits per second internet and security edge. Eco bill and auto pay required. Equipment, taxes, and fees extra.
You're listening to Schlereth and Evans on Denver's Sports Station, 104.3 The Fan.
So Deion Sanders raised some eyebrows when he reportedly said that Shedeur Sanders and Travis Hunter would only play for a list of 6 teams, 5 of whom he played for during his career. Well, he sat down with Romy Bean from CBS4 and said that report was... What, Mark?
Bull junk.
Thing about a lie is so fast. It can outrun the truth any day. That's a bold-faced lie. That's a stupid lie. I have more than 6 owners that are friends. I have more than 6 GMs that are friends. You got to understand, I played 14. And I worked another 17, I believe, in the NFL, NFL Network, and Soap CBS. I know a lot of people. Come on. So I would never do that. Before I would disclose, if I was that stupid, I wouldn't disclose the teams I would want them to play for. Mm. I would disclose the several that I wouldn't. Mm. Yeah, that's stupid. That's stupidity. I would never do that.
So you got that. And then you also, we talked yesterday about Shiloh Sanders saying out a tweet in which he basically said, hey, defense transfers, DM me, offense transfers, DM Shedeur. And I made the comment yesterday that for this brand new Wild West world that is big time college sports, feel good, CU fan, because you got a guy that's at the forefront, pretty much lapping the field when it comes to understanding and continuing to push the envelope, thinking outside the box in terms of ways to get attention for your program. Zach Bye did not agree with me, and he joins us now.
Yeah, he's mad at you.
Good morning, Zach. How are you?
Good morning, boys. How are you?
Good, good. So what is your – because clearly when it comes to Deion Sanders
– You don't believe.
So what's your problem?
So I don't really have a problem with it's nuanced. It's layered. You know, and before I say anything about Deion, I want to make sure that I say to you guys what I said yesterday on the air. Like, the hiring of Deion Sanders to CU was a no-brainer. It's already worked, even if he didn't coach a second year. I mean, this last 14 months has basically been a commercial for Colorado Boulder, and they were in the blind spot of American sports fans. So it's already worked. I have no problem with the hiring of Deion Sanders. I think it was a progressive, amazing move for Colorado. But where you lose me, Mike, is when you start talking about how Deion Sanders has lapped the field in his new approach to recruiting. You're watching a last place team do this. We're not watching any of the actual big dogs in college football do this. We're not watching any of the actual teams that are going to compete for a college football playoff have this approach. So I'm not going to anoint Deion Sanders or crown him for lapping the field when all he did was finish dead last in his first year of college football, and he'll be picked about 8th or 9th in the Big 12 despite having the best quarterback in the country and the number one player in the country, according to CBS. So I just think that we're like a little bit too in a rush, because if you're saying Deion is lapping the field, I mean, who else is running the race that he's actually passing? I mean, we watched a team, what, they lose 8 of their last 9 games? So they were brash and bad? That's a tough combination for me to swallow and then say he's lapping anyone. I just can't go there with you.
Well, if you're talking about somebody who took over a program that legitimately was the worst Division I college football program in the land and then bring it to where it is now, that is the kind of shocking turnaround that only can happen if you have somebody who is taking a system, a new system, a system that has no guidelines, no rules, and being able to craft his own way of doing things that nobody else can match. You are right that, you know, Alabama does it, although, you know, you say that the established programs don't have to do what Deion has to do. I would argue, look at Alabama. Nick Saban took one look at what's happening in college sports and says, I want out. I don't want to do it anymore. And I think you're going to see more of that. But you're right. There are still those programs out there that can still do it the traditional way, but they are dwindling. And there are far more programs out there that find themselves in the situation that a CU does with virtually no hope of competing with the big boys. This guy has come in and immediately turned the way of doing things in big-time college football on its ear. And thankfully, he's here in Boulder.
Well, you say, you got to hear your own self. You're saying he took the program from where it was to where it is now. And that's what I'm asking. What has Deion actually done? Where is the program right now? They were a 4-win team. Their over-under total was 3.5. They got there by a nose. I just don't know what we're actually talking about.
Before you get to the results, and I'm with you, and I've said this before, and Mark's heard me say it, everybody listening has heard me say it, the floor for this team this year is 8-4. It's an immediate flip of what they did last year. They were 4-8 last year. For me, 8-4 is the baseline. Anything less than that, then you can really start to criticize Deion Sanders. But before you can get to have real expectations, especially where they were just a short time ago, you got to actually create a sense of any chance of hope whatsoever. And he has more than done that. So I'll take that for a first step with the understanding that now the wins need to follow. But before you had any hope of winning football games, you had to have the kind of PR and emotional turnaround that you've seen here at CU, and only one guy was capable of doing that.
Yes, Mike, I don't disagree with anything that you just said. Where you lose me is where you go from Deion has established hope to Deion is lapping the field. That's where our roads diverge. Deion hasn't lapped anyone. And why are we acting like Deion Sanders is going into year one? It's year two in an era where you can flip a college football roster faster than Mark can get his Keurig coffee. I mean, this is where we're at right now. Mm-hmm. And he already purged the roster. He already brought in the Louis luggage. But what he thought was Toomey was Target, and what he thought was Gucci was Gap. And now he's purged the roster again. So I just want to see the results. The attention has been amazing. The story has been great. But if you're telling me that you have the best quarterback in the country, the number one player in the country, you flipped your offensive line entirely again, you fired your offensive coordinator despite having the number one offense in CU in over 20 years, it's time. I don't want to hear about the attention anymore. It's it was needed. It was the perfect hire. But it's like I'm just kind of I'm finding myself, like, I'm a Deion fan, I really am, but it's a jagged pill for me to swallow when you're brash and bad, and then everyone else gets the blame when you're not good. Think about the dynamics around, let's just say, Shador. You fire the offensive coordinator 8 games into the season. You remove the entire offensive line around him. So it can't be his fault, right? But also what bothered me with Deion is he said he doesn't believe in culture. Like he actually said that. He's like, what is culture? No, I want talent. Well, culture actually comes into play when times get tough. And when your program is literally the brand of the CU program right now is built on the transient nature of college football.
But that is
the brand.
But if you acknowledge that a first step has to be made before you get to real results, if I had told you 2 years ago, hey, Zach, I'm telling you that there's going to be a guy that's going to come to Boulder and he's going to create such a firestorm that ESPN and Fox are going to be here with their pregame shows, that Boulder, Colorado, for a time is going to become the epicenter, not only of college football, but arguably of all of sports, you'd have laughed at me. And if I had said that that was going to happen, you'd say, wow, you got to be bringing in somebody who's going to lap the field when it comes to being able to create that kind of attention. Wouldn't you?
Yes.
You'd have said that.
When it comes to creating that kind of attention, I cannot disagree with you. I really can't. But I don't know why we're still talking about attention going into year number two after finishing last. He's already checked that box with a really bold Sharpie. And again, if you had told me that, I would have laughed because CU was in such a bad place. That's why I thought it was an amazing hire and still think even if he left the program right now, it would have been a successful hire. Jeff Shorts, who quoted the Shiloh Sanders tweet and Instagram post, former offensive lineman, saying that it was an unserious program. He and I got into a big-time war of words at that New York City sports conference last month because he was telling me, he's like, hey, if Deion's going to leave after this year and the program's going to be in terrible shape. And I said, Jeff, the program was in the worst shape you could ever imagine. If what you're saying is true, it will just have returned to where it already was before the hire. I agree with about 80% of what you're saying, Mike, but where again our roads diverge is when we talk about Deion lapping the field in the attention category the year after finishing dead last. I just think the attention matters less in year number two because we already know everything that Deion brings to the table that you outlined. It's been insane. Like I said, it's been a commercial for CU Boulder for the last 14, 15 months, but it's in year number two, and I just don't think the attention moves the needle for me and qualifies for the phrase, hey, he's lapping the field. I think that matters a lot less here than where we were last year.
Well, certainly they got to win some games, Zach. There's no question about it, and they've got to be much better, and they've got the talent. They have been able to get the talent in the portal, and they've been able to get guys from a recruiting standpoint to come there. Now it's about coaching them up and getting them, you know, to play to the level of the talent they have.
And that we all agree on.
Right. My one question I had coming into this thing is, why do you hate Deion Sanders? That was my only question I wanted to ask you.
Hey, I'll tell you this. My biggest question marks with this program right now on the field is, once again, it was the same question last year when he dismissed the culture idea that he doesn't understand what culture is. Can this group stay together when times get tough? Because times will get tough. And can Pat Shurmur, whose resume is lacking true substance, and a guy, this defensive coordinator, who has never done the job before, and is asked to do the job at an absurdly high level in a win-now season? So Deion is more of a motivator and a CEO. And I don't trust the coordinators. And Mark, you tell me, and I got a question for you. You just flipped the entire offensive line again. It's five brand new people protecting Shador. Your number one running back just left the program yesterday. I just want to know how this can work in year number one and what I'm viewing as the final year, quite frankly, with Pat Shurmur, five new offensive linemen, brand new everything, new coat of paint. You know, how does this come together? Kind of in a reset.
Yeah. Well, I'll tell you what. I know we got to go, but stay tuned and I'll answer your question.
Oh, okay.
How about that?
We'll do that. Thank you, Zach.
Appreciate you guys.
Thanks, Zach.
All right. Zach Bye, Philip Lindsay, The Drive coming your way today starting at 2.
All right.
Good exchange there. I like it. Healthy debate.
Yeah. You guys kind of went at each other. I liked it.
I like it.
I just kind of sat back and enjoyed it.
I know you did. What's trending coming up next?
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, excursions, and more in one place. There are over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from, so you can find something for everyone. And Viator offers free cancellation and 24/7 customer support for worry-free travel. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
Support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient. Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. They focus on exceeding your expectations and simplifying your life. Corient has been helping high achievers just like you enjoy their lives more fully, preserve their wealth, and provide for the people, causes, and communities they care about. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has deeply experienced teams in 23 strategic locations. Corient has extensive knowledge spanning the full spectrum of planning, investing, lending, and money management disciplines. Leverage Corient's exclusive network of experts to craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex they may be. Real wealth requires real solutions. For more information, connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com. Corient.com.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Sick of being upsold at gyms?
My guy, you're currently a base member. For $90 more, I can upgrade you to our Shred membership. For $130 more, you'll be a swole member. And for just $300 more, you'll reach Sweat Platinum.
At Planet Fitness, you'll get energy without the upsell. Never pushy, always free fitness training and equipment for every workout. It's fitness that fits your budget. Join Planet Fitness for just $1 down and $10 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, May 10th. See Home Club for details.
Here's Schlereth and Evans with What's Trending right now.
Yesterday was the Colorado Sports Hall of Fame ceremonies.
Yeah, we weren't invited. Thank you, guys.
Don't worry. At some point, our greatness will be recognized. Be patient. Be patient.
I don't know that it will. They're on my list.
They're on your list. Well, Peyton Manning was there, handing out his 18-88 scholarship that is in honor of Demaryius Thomas, giving a young high school student a scholarship to help continue on with their dreams of being able to go to college. And Peyton Manning, in talking about DT, well, you'll hear it, very emotional.
One of the things DT had said is, when I'm done with the sport, I don't want to be forgotten. I can assure you, Demaryius Thomas will never, ever be forgotten. He will be remembered in so many ways, including through the 1888 scholarship winners like Cesar Garcia.
That's cool.
That is cool.
That's awesome. And the other thing about, and this should surprise absolutely nobody, you know, you get all of these letters and essays and you know, kids who are sending in why they would like to be considered for this scholarship. And Peyton told our Mike Kliss that, yeah, I don't hand that off to anybody. I go through all of them. You know, he literally reads all of them and picks the winner. So that should surprise absolutely nobody, the attention to detail with Peyton. You've seen it firsthand.
Oh my gosh!
Coaching youth football.
The guy's absolutely. I'm sure he doesn't sleep. He's amazing.
Yeah,
he really is. Like if you compared the two of us, I would be less detailed.
Yeah. Yes. Although
than him.
Yes, you're right. So check this out: the Kelce brothers. Their podcast?
Yes.
I mean, we knew it was good.
Right.
We knew it had gained attention.
Uh-huh.
Their new Heights, their new Heights podcast is expected to receive a $100 million deal. This deal would catapult them into the ranks of the top five highest podcast deals in history.
Yeah, now they're doing stuff like it's all like wrestling and chili or something. I saw the other day where he lost a Super Bowl ring. Kelsey did. Jason, not Travis. Travis has got, how many does Travis, does Travis has three? The Kansas City has three now, right?
Travis has three.
Makes me want to vomit.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, I mean, the new
Jason Heights, has one.
He has one.
He's got $100 million.
$100 million for their podcast.
How's our podcast doing? Are we getting close to 100 million?
We're getting close.
Getting close?
We're getting close to 100.
We're close to making $100.
$100. And when we make $100,
uh-huh,
Papa Bear's going to get you a cup of coffee.
All right. Hey, I can't wait.
I'll get it with the Hazel D's.
There you go. How about your guy, Jim Harbaugh? So Jim Harbaugh, along with Greg Roman, that's his
OC,
offensive coordinator. Yeah,
Greg is OC.
New coaches in Los Angeles. They're choosing right now to live in RVs at the Huntington Beach RV complex.
Uh-huh.
And, well, Jim loves it.
I'll tell you, some of the nights it was raining, is there a better night's sleep that you could get?
No.
In an RV when it's raining.
The rain's hitting the top of it? No way. No.
Put your rights to sleep. In RV, Mike, I can speak. This has been a help to winning, to working, and
no question. Winning in football, is there anything like it?
It's cured more ills than penicillin.
There you go.
That is a known scientific fact.
Have we had an NFL coach? And I'm talking like in recent, you know, 5-7 years, that gives off the vibes that Jim Harbaugh gives off.
No, you know, he's
I'm trying to think of a rather current, I guess, other than maybe a Mike McDaniel.
I know. See, I look at him more like I look at,
I love you guys, man.
I look at like the legendary coach from Minnesota who had the garage sales all the time.
Bud Grant?
Yeah, Bud Grant. Okay. More like the earthy, you know. Like, Jim is just kind of, I don't know, man. He's like, the RV thing is interesting. Remember the pitcher that used to drive around and just live in the parking lot, the RV? Was it Beck? Didn't Beck?
Oh, yeah, the closer. The guy with the big beard the hair. San Francisco. Todd Beck.
Yeah, since the Padres as well.
Yeah, I think
you're
right.
He bounced from Chicago.
I think you're right.
He just would like drive his RV there and live. You know who else does that? Minshew.
Okay.
Minshew like takes a long time in the offseason, just drives around the country in his RV, living in his RV, going to beaches and stuff like that.
How much truth do you put in this? That Robert Kraft is just going out of his way to, you talk about our smear campaigns, smear Bill Belichick. You had the whole Dynasty documentary, 10 episodes, that was put out by Kraft Productions that was a Belichick hit piece that Kraft has come out and said, oh, no, I had nothing to do with that. And, you know, I didn't like the way that it was done. Well, now it's coming out that when Belichick seemed like an automatic hire for Atlanta, for the Falcons, well, now there's reports that Kraft called Arthur Blank to warn him not to trust Belichick, that Kraft was a big part of why the Falcons passed on hiring Belichick, and that Kraft found Belichick to be extremely difficult and obstinate and kind of stubborn, and in the end, not worthy of his trust. Now, if this is true, come
inconceivable.
On. Kraft. Okay, I get it. He kind of took control of your franchise, and maybe after a while you wanted your franchise back. but along the way, you won a lot of football games and won a lot of Super Bowls.
I think all those things are true about being, what'd you say, obstinate?
Obstinate and stubborn.
Arrogant. Because absolutely. He's a football coach. You're an owner. That's what he does. That's what he wants. I just find this to be a little bit hard. There's part of this that feels like the telephone game. You ever play that telephone game when you were a kid where, you know, one kid, the teacher would whisper in one kid's ear and then it passed all the way through? Yeah. And by the end, you got it and it was, you know, completely opposite of what you had whispered in the first place. That's how it just kind of, it seems to roll on. Like, these are, hey, a friend that knew that was, yeah, had some insight said this. I don't know how strong those sources are.
Fan Flyaway presented by Sport Clips. Hope you have gotten signed up for our next one. We got a bunch coming up here in the future, but this next one giving you a chance to head out on the road to see a game on the road during the Pro Basketball Championships.
Yes.
Coming up in June. Now, we hope that our team is part of it. But regardless, you're going to have a chance to go. Two tickets to the game, round trip airfare for two from Denver to a destination to be determined. Two nights hotel, $500 spending money. Just go to denversports.com/thefanflyaway to register. Claim your special offer from Sport Clips. And those of you previously entered to win back in February to Vegas, you are automatically signed up for this and all future Fan Flyaway. So good luck. Coming up next, what exactly is at stake for the Avs tonight in their season finale? That's next.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, excursions, and more in one place. There are over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from, so you can find something for everyone. And Viator offers free cancellation and 24/7 customer support for worry-free travel. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
Support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient. Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. They focus on exceeding your expectations and simplifying your life. Corient has been helping high achievers just like you enjoy their lives more fully, preserve their wealth, and provide for the people, causes, and communities they care about. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has deeply experienced teams in 23 strategic locations. Corient has extensive knowledge spanning the full spectrum of planning, investing, lending, and money management disciplines. Leverage Corient's exclusive network of experts to craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex they may be. Real wealth requires real solutions. For more information, connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com. Corient.com.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Sick of being upsold at gyms?
My guy, you're currently a base member. For $90 more, I can upgrade you to our Shred membership. For $130 more, you'll be a swole member. And for just $300 more, you'll reach Sweat Platinum.
At Planet Fitness, you'll get energy without the upsell. Never pushy, always free fitness training and equipment for every workout. It's fitness that fits your budget. Join Planet Fitness for just $1 down and $10 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, May 10th. See Home Club for details.
Denver Sports Station 104.3 The Fan presents Schlereth and Evans.
You're looking at me like you want to say something.
Oh, yeah. No. I'm going to let you do your thing. And then I was just going to say, I like this song, though. Oh, but I got to answer because Zach is waiting on bated breath to hear my answer.
What was the question he raised?
I don't know. Some garbage about, how's it going to all work together?
Oh, yeah. How do you put all this together and actually win football games this year?
Yeah. Can you put all that talent together with the coaching and all that stuff? And
especially when you downplay the importance of culture.
Right. The importance of culture. And listen, I will tell you this. culture to Deion is what he's building all the time. Like, he's got that organization's got a great culture. It has a great culture, and Deion is working on it constantly. So for him, the answer to that is not that I don't have a culture or believe in culture. He believes in talent, but he believes in doing things right. So his culture is we're going to do things the right way. Anyhow, long story short is, to me, Mike, to be really good, when you accumulate a bunch of talent, it's to give that talent direction. And then to put in, to create an identity of what we are and how we go about it. And oftentimes the problem is that when you have that much talent, you just rely on the talent. And, you know, I always say this about, just take the position I played, for instance, the offensive line. It's not as important to have great talent as it is to be tied together. What do I always tell you? Five guys doing the wrong thing, as long as they're doing the wrong thing together, play's probably going to work out. It's when two guys are doing one thing and three guys are doing another thing that the play is an abject disaster. So you have to have those systems in place. You have to have rules. And the rules have to actually make sense, because you can't block everybody and you can't be good at everything. So to me, it becomes, what is our identity? And I know that you know, at CU right now, it's all about Shadur, right? But to truly make it all about Shadur, in my opinion, you have to be able to run the ball. You have to be able to give the offensive line a set of tools to help him, to help them protect him. And you have to be able to marry that run game with the play action pass. And you have to be able, you know, you have to be able to have that identity. And if you don't create that, if you don't have, hey, this is who we are, then you're doomed to failure. You're never going to be as good as you can be. So that would be, you know, that would be my takeaway is, and I've told you this many times, I can't tell you how many times that even Mike Shanahan or Gary Kubiak would say, hey, can we do this? And Alex Gibbs would say, yeah, absolutely not, I'm not doing that. Because it breaks a rule, or it's asking us to do things that are physically impossible to do. But to an offensive coordinator, but if we could do this and this, then we're never hot. And you're like, no, that's not how it works. Like, I can't block two guys. Sorry. I know you've got the take two principle and you think it's a really good idea, but the bottom line is, if I'm taking two guys, I'm not blocking either of them. And so, like, little things like that always resonate with me when it comes to creating an offense that actually works.
Well, starting this season, it is about expectations. The hype has been awesome. The interest has been awesome, but now you got to pay it off with some wins, because you know there are people all around the country. Heck, there's some people here in town that are just waiting
for it to fail.
For him to fail.
Oh, sure.
And are can't wait to jump on him. I get it. I understand it. And I think he understands it and knows that wins have to come. So
what did Robert Saul say? If you don't got haters, you ain't popping.
That's right. Well, he's popping. That's for sure.
He got plenty of haters.
The Avalanche are not popping. They finish up the season tonight. Are you surprised by the amount of negativity that surrounds the Avs right now?
No, they haven't played well. And, you know,
but enough to lead to people texting us saying Avs are done, they're going to get swept, one and done. That kind of negativity.
No, I'm not surprised, because it doesn't have anything to do with the talent. It has to do with the goaltending. And people here just flat out don't believe in the two goaltenders we have.
But you know it goes deeper than the goaltending.
Oh, yeah.
That's the convenient.
Right.
You know, Georgiev has become the Russell Wilson of the Avs. He's the easy scapegoat. It goes deeper than that.
Correct. But what Bednar said, even in a loss, hey, Georgie was pretty good tonight. But, and there's always the caveat, but when we do pinch down and our defensive players get involved in offense, which they occasionally do because we've got some guys that can really play, and we give up that open shot, Georgie's got to be better. Mm-hmm. You got to stop it. You gotta bail when we do, because we are so talented offensively. When we do make a mistake on the defensive side, you gotta bail us out. I need somebody that can bail us out so that, you know, when those opportunities arise for the other team, that you're a stopper.
But
and we
also,
don't have that right
but
now.
But he's also saying, though, that we have to be better defensively. We're making too many mistakes defensively. Now, he is saying that at some point we need to have our goalie cover up some of those mistakes.
Right.
But let's not bury in the rush to blame everything on Georgiev.
Right.
That Bednar's coming out and saying, yeah, we're making a lot of mistakes. We're not being structurally sound. We're giving up too many odd man rushes. We're turning the puck over in our own zone. You know, all those kind of things. Let's not overlook that. Let's not also overlook the fact that this continues to be a question that needs to be answered going into the playoffs. Not tonight. Tonight's just get it over with. Tonight, get it over with. Rest guys as much as you can. Give them a little bit of a chance to go out and play some minutes to get a sweat on. But otherwise, who cares about this game? It means nothing to the Avs. It means nothing to Edmonton. I hope it means nothing in the MVP voting. I hope that cooler heads are prevailing out there, and that whoever votes for the Hart Trophy, they've already made their pick, because it shouldn't hinge on this game at all tonight if you're deciding between Connor McDavid and Nathan MacKinnon, for example. But as far as going into the playoffs, they've got issues. They've got issues, but you know what? I don't see any team out there in the NHL, certainly not in the West, that I think is just a juggernaut. Every team's got issues.
Sure.
And the Avs have issues too, and I think it explains why, despite going 0-3 against Winnipeg this year, despite being outscored 17-4 by Winnipeg in those three losses, despite not having home ice for the first round matchup against Winnipeg, the Avs are still considered a favorite in the eyes of Vegas.
Are you more concerned about this series than you were last year about the Kraken?
Yes. Much more concerned.
I had no concerns about the Kraken.
I freely admit, and I'll own that one, that with the benefit of hindsight, I should have seen the cracks with the Avs.
Oh, the cracks in the Kraken?
No, I should have seen.
I thought you nicknamed them. They just shortened.
I should have.
Kraken was too long.
I just called them cracks, yeah. No, I should have seen some of the red flags. I should have seen some of the warning signs. I did not. I'll own that.
Yeah, but you didn't know. You couldn't have known that.
Yeah, but even when
Val
went AWOL, I thought they'd be able to overcome that. But I know better now.
Mm-hmm.
But with my eyes much more wide open now than they were a year ago.
Did the Kraken make the playoffs this year?
No.
It serves them right.
I do have.
Let's call that guy back now. Yeah. Hey, how the Kraken doing right now?
Yeah.
Call him back.
Where are they at? Yeah. You may have got us last year, but.
Yeah. Oh, they're going to watch the Jets beat us?
Nah, I owe that guy. I owe that guy an apology. Yeah.
I know we did. Guy. It was so patronizing.
God, we were so condescending.
It was.
We've never sounded condescending before.
No, I've never been.
This one time we were, and boy, did it come back and bite us.
We're usually so humble.
I know. We usually are. All right, we're done. Thank you for all the texts. Great job with the questions for Sean Payton and George Payton. We'll see the actual questions later on today, as we'll have coverage of the Sean Payton, George Payton pre-draft press conference that will be going on later today. We'll have full coverage here on The Fan. Congratulations to our Mount Rushmore of the worst contracts in Denver sports history. Both Chris Bryan and Russell Wilson firmly entrenched. And then there were plenty of other nominees. But, boy, Russ and Chris.
Yeah.
Russ and KB. That'll do it for us.
We'll match made in heaven.
Boy. We're done. We'll turn it over to Dover and Stoke. They're coming your way next.
With an advanced network, cybersecurity solutions, and trusted partnership, Comcast Business powers more businesses than anyone. Comcast Business, powering possibilities.
Get started with internet and security for your small business for $49.99 a month for 12 months with a 2-year contract. Plus, ask how to get up to an $800 prepaid card with qualifying internet. Call today. Ends 5/5/24. Restrictions apply. New customers only with 50 megabits per second internet and security edge. Eco bill and auto pay required. Equipment, taxes, and fees extra.